Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Yeah. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Joined now by the main Chris Locos Hollywood, Jason Swain at Swain Event on Twitter. What's going on, Swain?
Everything. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Well. Hey, big win against Mississippi State. That one was huge.
Yeah, did you hear? We're having a rematch this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of playing Alabama, we're going to play Mississippi State again.
I mean, that's my argument. Don't even go to Tuscaloosa, man. Just stay in Knoxville. Tell them, hey, write down whatever score you want to write down. We'll be here.
Yeah, just show up in Starkville. Like, hey, we're going to play y'all at home tonight. and see what happens. I'm sure Mississippi State would like to play us again rather than playing LSU, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, here's the thing, though. In that game, the defense played exceptionally well, Swain, in terms of, like, line of scrimmage, which is certainly a positive sign.
Yeah, that's the number one thing that really stood out to me was how Tennessee won on the line of scrimmage. I mean, it reminded me a lot of the ways that Tennessee won back in the 90s and the 2000s, and that's just dominating the line of scrimmage. Great turnovers, getting to the quarterback, and running the football, controlling the clock. I mean, offensive line, those guys were like slobbering at the mouth and foaming at the mouth because they were so happy and jacked up that they had the lead and had an opportunity to run the clock down and run the football. And that's what you want as offensive line. Not only to run the football at the goal line, but to be up with the lead, 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the coach is putting the game on you by running the football.
91-yard drive, longest of the season, and they started that drive, Swain, with 6 straight runs to get out beyond midfield, and that's a situation where Mississippi State knew that they were going to run the ball, and they were still able to run the ball. Situation they had similarly against BYU and unable to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a wide receiver, you would think that we want 60 passes, but really what you want is a really good running back, running game is flowing and going. You get that safety in the box, and then boom. Throw against man-to-man coverage with single safety, make one guy miss, you can go score a touchdown. And Ramel Keaton had a 41-yard catch. Great throw by Jared Gantano. And that was all set up because of the run.
Jason Swain, our guest. The offensive line's improvement and them, you know, nailing down who was going to play where for the most part has been a big storyline for this team and really could be huge down the stretch when they get into that stretch of winnable games that are coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, establishing a running game at the right time. So, you know, big props and kudos to Will Friend and Jim Chaney for getting that corrected, because that's probably been the pleasant surprise is just how well they have played, being able to run the football. And that's something that carries over. And that's why so many coaches prefer to play really good defense and run the football. Because defense and run game, it translates. It doesn't matter if it's cold outside, if it's rainy, if it's windy. It doesn't matter. That translates, it travels, and really good that seems to be established so far with about 6 games left in the season.
Well, that defense and run game traveling in cold weather makes me think of Dobbs and the crew going to Missouri a couple years ago, and the weather was crappy like it always seems to be up there late in the year, and they didn't try to do much, but they just played defense and did just enough, and that's how, you know, you can win a game like that.
Absolutely. I mean, one thing I noticed against Mississippi State was, you know, the communication with the back seven, and didn't see a lot of guys lining up as the ball was being snapped, and That was something we saw in the first couple of games of the season. So it's a testament to the players for continuing to stay coachable and the coaches for adjusting and staying the course, because it's paying off.
Jason Swain, our guest. Let me ask you a couple of midseason questions. I remember we did this last year. I asked you who your midseason MVP was, and you said it's got to be Jarrett Garantano He was Tano at that time. I'll ask you for this year, Swain, midseason MVP, who is it?
Ooh, season MVP.
I thought that'd be a little tougher for you this year.
You know what? I'm going Trey Smith. And I thought about Juwan Jennings, but I'm going Trey Smith. I mean, here's a guy that literally is putting his life on the line every time he goes out there and play on Saturdays. And, you know, this time last year, you know, he wasn't playing. I think we were really close around South Carolina date of last year, but he's playing. Not only is he playing, but he's playing at the level he did when he was a freshman. And I think when you have Trey Smith playing and he's solidifying one guard spot, it makes it easier to go out there and fill those other four roles. And you know, he's your stone, he's your rock. And I think he has kind of led the offensive line, and the offensive line has been probably the biggest surprise. So I'm going Trey Smith on offense is my midseason MVP.
All right, let me ask you this as a two-part question. Midseason, who has surprised you the most by playing beyond their potential? Who has surprised you the most by not playing up to their potential?
Oh, man. Surprised me the most.
So good and bad.
Good and bad. Oh, man. All right, let me go with Juwan, who surprised me good.
Okay.
Yeah, because I anticipated Callaway to have more explosive plays, more catches, more touchdowns, him and Palmer. And, you know, Juwan has shown ability to make guys miss. So he's shown quickness. He's shown speed that Georgia game, and he's outrunning angles. He's finishing runs. So I knew he was a great competitor, one of our best players, but I didn't know that we would see this level of play from Juwan thus this far in the season. We're not trying to get me in trouble. Oh.
You don't have to say bad. You just say hasn't played up to potential like you thought they would. That's not
potential.
That, yeah.
I even wrote down that word.
I wrote down potential and I erased the word bad in my notes. So you wouldn't have to say that.
Well, we know what it is. And we know that's an obvious answer there. It's Derek and Cano.
Yeah.
You know, Tennessee is 4-2 if he plays the way we thought he was going to play with Jim Chaney. And I think watching him this season, it's a clear, clear understanding for those college football fans that think it's all about how fast you run, how strong you are, what kind of wristbands you got on, if you got on a nice jersey. None of that stuff matters, really, because the game is 90% physical. And Jared is a prime example of that. He's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger. I'm sure he's gotten faster. He's gotten a better offensive coordinator. He got a better offensive line. He has better wide receivers. Well, why hasn't the play dropped? Well, just in between the tiers. So he will be the guy that I would name who has not lived up to potential this year.
All right. Alabama's won 12 in a row. We all know that. You're from the state of Alabama. You were 3-1 against Alabama, if I remember correctly. What stands out to you in playing in that series?
The physicality, the intensity. It's easy. I mean, the intensity level is through the roof. The 5 overtime game 2003 was like a two football game. You know, we came back. Usually we have a really physical practice on Monday and Tuesday of the next week, and that was just not the case because we were still beat up in the game. So every game I played in against Alabama, I can remember being a little bit more sore, being a little bit more tired, being a little bit more jacked up and amped up, you know, pregame. I think it's just the physicality, the intensity that is really unmatched any other game of the season. But that's me, though. I'm from Alabama. I had a little bit of experience that week each and every year.
Can you believe that you played on the last team that beat Alabama?
Wow.
Okay.
That's a pull.
Yeah. Well, on one hand, I'm like, hey, guys, no one's forgetting about me. I'm the last guy. The last guys, on the other hand, it's like, golly, I'm the last team, I'm the last guy. I want these players to be able to experience it because I thought that's kind of what you do. I'm still mad that we lost one game against Alabama. We had the lead going to score in 05. We fumbled to the end zone. I wanted to win the four in a row, to be honest. And there's nothing like celebrating the locker room and singing, telling each other that you don't give a damn about the whole state of Alabama while smoking a cigar. I want these guys to experience it. And it stinks that, you know, hasn't happened in the last 12 years.
Swain, we appreciate the time, man. What are the odds that we're talking about that streak ending? Do you feel good that might happen? Give us some odds,
what
Swain.
What a wasted
question.
Yeah,
what are the odds?
What are the odds, Swain?
I thought we were friends, guys. I thought we were friends. I come on this show every week. I call out Tom, and you just set me up for the Hokies to be up. Listen, Alabama has the best offense in the country, hands down. These wide receivers are the best group of wide receivers I've ever seen in my life.
I actually had that question written down for you today.
I just don't see it. What you don't want is you don't want getting hurt. You want to try to build some momentum, moving forward. And the new season starts next week against South Carolina, guys.
There you go.
Just stay healthy.
New
Get
season.
Out of the game healthy.
Just got to live through this week. Thank you, Swain. Appreciate it, Hollywood.
See you.
Jason Swain on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage. Looking to sell your home? Want to sell it quickly and for top dollar? Then call Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage at 615-301-1650 or online at GaryAshton.com. Gary Ashton, the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators.
We asked a question earlier. What do you expect to see from this offer?